Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. Hoarder Horror, submitted by an anonymous reader. I live in a really amazing neighborhood. There is very little crime, and the people, at least most of them, are really nice. We have neighborhood porch parties and backyard barbecues every weekend, and we all have fun just sitting out in the sun by the pool on our days off. Everyone, except for this one house down the street. We never knew the people down the street. They would never leave their home except to bring the children to school. We knew they had 6 kids at one time, but recently we would only see 2 or 3 of them pile into the car to go to school. I'm surprised they could even fit in the car, because it was always packed with newspapers and boxes. No one ever questioned it, because he had a paper route and the papers always arrived on time. We just figured the papers would be gone by mid-morning after delivery, and then he would fill up later on in the day. This was all happening when I was about 16. I went to school with all of the kids from kindergarten until they just stopped going. During middle school, these kids were always picked on because their clothes were always wrinkled and filthy, and they never had anything to eat. They didn't even have school lunches, which I thought were available to everyone. Some of the lunch servers would always sneak them the leftovers, and the administration would look the other way and let them do it. This went on up until high school when the kids stopped picking on them because no one really cared any longer about other people. My friends and I would give them food and try to talk to them, but they would just take it and go sit on the bench by themselves. At that time, there were about 3 of them in high school, and I think 3 more in middle school. Then one day, the 3 in high school just disappeared. We never saw them after that. We would see the others leave for middle school, but never the high school kids. The rumor was they went to live with their grandmother because the parents couldn't afford them any longer. It was summer when the stench started. At first, we all thought it was a problem with the gas lines because it smelled like gas. We were all looking for the leak, even called the utilities company. They couldn't find anything but said it was probably a dead animal in the woods behind our homes. The stench got worse and finally the sheriff came out. We tracked down the smell to the house. No one had ever been inside of it and the curtains were always closed. The cops knocked and no one answered. We were all standing there in the street watching like nosy neighbors and could see the entryway. The cop tried the door and it opened, but it was blocked by a stack of newspapers and boxes just like their car. We heard the cops say they would be back with a warrant. When they came back, we watched as a crew of workers tossed the newspapers and boxes away from the door. I suppose the only way in and out of the house was from the garage, because both the back and front doors were blocked. Soon enough, it was no longer newspapers and boxes, but loads and loads of trash. Pizza boxes, fast food boxes, clothes, junk, boxes of fabric and sewing items, toys, and items that we couldn't identify because they were either broken or so old that we didn't recognize any of them. I did see some items that we gave to charity. My friend even recognized her old glitter cell phone that she had tossed away because it was broken. They must have been dumpster diving all night and saved whatever they could get. A few hours of digging, then the smell got worse. The stench was overwhelming. I bent over and threw up several times. An ambulance came and lots of police arrived. First, a couple were handcuffed and brought outside. Then the kids were wrapped up in blankets. They looked at me with sad, worried faces. There were only 2, and I think I know why. Hours later, after crews of cops and others came, there were 4 body bags brought out. The parents had left with the cops, and the kids were in an ambulance. We watched as the black zippered bags were carried out on gurneys and put into a black van that arrived later. The cops put out yellow tape all over the front yard with "Do not enter" crime scene signs everywhere. Then they left. Well, my friend and I were curious that night. Around 2 in the morning, we grabbed our flashlights and found a window through the garage not covered by the tape. It was already broken, so we snuck inside to have a look around. The smell still hadn't left the building and was horrendous. We wore some of my mom's rubber nursing gloves just in case we had to touch anything. As we opened the door to the house from the garage, the stench hit us so bad that we were almost knocked to the floor on our asses. We went inside. There was garbage and old food everywhere. Rats and cockroaches scuttled from the mess and found holes in the walls to hide in. We walked around and just looked at the mess after mess until we saw something shining and moving in the corner. Slowly, we tiptoed up to what was going on, and I screamed suddenly when this mass of cockroaches, with their shells and wings illuminating from our flashlights, moved in all different directions. Some climbed up our legs trying to escape, as the others darted across the floor. Screaming and dancing, we slapped away the bugs off our pant legs. I could still feel them crawling as I write this. But what we saw was worse. And at first, I wasn't sure how the cops missed this. Holding hands, we walked closer to what looked like a side of beef on the ground. It wasn't. We could see the long hair that one of the girls who lived in the house sported. Most of her body skin was gone, probably eaten by those bugs. Her skin and eyes didn't look like she had been dead for too long. A moment later, a pile of newspapers fell behind us, knocked me off my feet. I lost my balance and fell right on top of the girl. My right hand slid inside of her stomach. I was screaming. My friend was screaming. We could hear all of the dogs barking in the neighborhood. Then we heard footsteps. Whoever was there must have been the one who knocked the newspapers down. It was a man. His hair was long and gray, and he looked pretty old. He made this clicking and hissing noise with his mouth and started to walk closer. The roaches would have taken most of her, he hissed at us, then held up his knife. As my friend and I tried to move away, we heard a man yell, "Drop the knife!" The old man smiled with his rotten, decayed teeth, then lunged toward us. Instead of shooting, the cop ran at him and pushed him out of the way. Later on, he said he didn't want the knife hitting us. The old guy got away easily enough, as when he fell, the knife plunged into his gut and he died. No one ever knew who he was. The story never hit the papers. Our town mayor likes to pretend crime doesn't happen here. I'm afraid that if I do say where I live, that he will press charges. He said if we never told anyone where this happened, that he wouldn't press charges for us trespassing and disturbing a crime scene. Who knows what would have happened if he hadn't done it, though. That creep would have been free doing whatever creepy things he does.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.